Night Media Studios and Paranormal Underground Magazine. Welcome to Paranormal Underground Radio. It's time to explore the unexplained with your hosts, Rick Hale and Karen Frazier.
Hey everybody, it's another Thursday night and you are at ztalkradio.com, so that must mean that you are listening to Paranormal Underground Radio. We are your hosts, Karen Frazier and Rick Hale, and Karen, how are you?
I'm here.
It sounds like it, but barely, so.
Barely. Oh, it's just been another, it's been a crazy couple weeks here at the Frazier house, so
Yeah. Yep. Hopefully, crazy guy with gun is no longer stalking you.
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. So tonight we got a pretty good show lined up for our listeners. We're gonna have Catherine Holderby, who is an investigator for at Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. So I love talking Gettysburg. I think it's probably one of the most fascinating places that I've never actually been. But hopefully one day will. And we're going to be talking photographs that she's taken, talking investigations, and she's got an entire slew of EVPs for us to listen to. So it should be a really good show.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I figured something out tonight, Rick.
What's that?
I know why your name is first. I finally know, other than that I put it there. But it's because you're the guy who sees UFOs.
Oh, no, you know what? Your name should be first because I consider myself to be a complete and total hack, but
I have never seen a UFO.
Yeah, I saw one last night, but you know, by its very definition, unidentified flying object, I don't know what it was. I couldn't identify it. It was flying, so, but okay. Basically, the story goes like this. I'm driving to work last night. You know, as I'm sure most people know, I listen to the show, I work overnights, and so I'm driving to work, and obviously I don't think anybody is really familiar with the area that I live in. So I'm like, I'm driving to work, and I'm about to take a right on the road where my work is. And all of a sudden I see like this big ball of light up in the air. Now, of course, I mean, you know, the rational mind is like, you know, it's just an airplane, but although this light is kind of, well, large just for an airplane. And then I really didn't see the little blinky lights that are on the wings. What are they? Right. Like red and blue or whatever.
Red and green, I think, yeah.
Red and green, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm watching this thing, and it comes into a little bit more into sight. And it's definitely not an airplane. It's something really big and black. And this light is just whatever is in the middle of this, whatever the hell it was. I don't know. I don't want to. No, seriously.
You're so descriptive.
No, because it's like, I don't really want to say that this was, you know, visitors from another dimension or another, you know, galaxy or whatever. I'm not willing to say that just yet. Right. But, so I'm watching this, and it's like this big black thing with this light in the middle of it, and I'd say about as big as a house, and it flies. It's going real slow.
Well, wait for a minute. How close was it? Do you think? What's your estimate?
It was several hundred feet in the air.
Okay.
It's not like it was, you know, 100 feet above my car and it, you know, came down and anal probed me or anything like that. But it when it was flying in the air, it kind of like came to the road over, you know, where the road would be or where the road was, and it just stopped and sat there. Now, okay, unless our military or whatever has some kind of, you know, propulsion device now that actually will let things, you know, large aerial objects float in midair.
Silently. So you didn't hear like silently. Helicopter rotors or...
I didn't hear anything. And now the funny part is that the person who was driving behind me, they must have seen it too. Because I could actually, I'm looking out the front window, and then every now and then I'm looking behind me to make sure that, you know, I'm not pissing the guy off behind me by, you know, slowing down. But they must have seen it too, because I could see the dude's head like peer out his window and looking up like he's looking at something. And right before I turn on to the road where my work is, whatever it was just sort of vanished. It was gone.
Hmm.
And I have never seen anything like that before. And like I said, I'm not willing to say that it was, you know, some alien race from a, you know, another galaxy or another dimension, but you know, as of yet, unexplained. So,
and yet paranormal gold.
Yes. I've seen a lot of really, you know, cool stuff over the years, and, you know, including, you know, the coolest was the birth of my son, the future world's greatest paranormal investigator. But this definitely ranks up there in the top five of the weird that I've seen over the years.
I've always wanted to see something like that. Uh-huh. Or, you know, you see like the videos of people who where the humanoid hairy thing runs across the top of their car or mm-hmm. things like that. I never see any of that.
Yeah.
You know, ghost now and then.
Right. Well, I know that you're, you know, more willing to believe in, you know, the spiritual or the psychical side of the paranormal research and investigation. And I could see where you would be skeptical about, you know, Bigfoot, and no body has ever been found except for one in a freezer, and that turned out to be nothing.
Monkey suit.
Yeah, the monkey suit in the freezer. I think that's great. Right. Now, I don't know if anybody's ever watched 30 Odd Minutes, Jeff Belanger's show. You can find it at iTunes. It's really excellent. They actually spoof that in the beginning of the show. It shows them opening up the freezer, and there's a guy in a monkey suit, and he hands him all a beer. So it's actually pretty funny.
No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's pretty. You know, I'm like a huge Jeff Belanger fan, and I really, you know, enjoy his show. So, yeah. So, you know, basically that was kind of like my highlight of the week. It just happened last night, and the week is now over for me. So
I just kind of bummed. I kind of bummed that I've never seen anything like that, because I'm mm-hmm. open to those types of things. I'm open to Bigfoot. I'm okay. open to, you know, I know that I kind of get all skeptical and stuff, but it's mm-hmm. because the evidence presented has been so poor. The only thing that I ever saw that was vaguely compelling was the, oh God, now the name slipped my mind. The video.
Oh, the Patterson-Gimlin film?
Patterson-Gimlin film. That's mm-hmm. the only thing I've ever seen that really kind of has made me think, well, maybe. So, but mm-hmm. I am open to stuff like that, and I'm really open to UFOs. So, you know, but like other than ghosts, the weirdest thing I've ever seen is like my dog inadvertently do a backflip off the couch, you know?
That would definitely
be pretty groovy.
In the top five.
He's done it twice. He's like this. He's like this little crazy athletic thing, and every once mm-hmm. in a while, he's still a puppy, and every once in a while, he will backflip off the couch, and we're just like, wow, you could be a circus dog.
Yeah, yeah.
That's... I want to teach him to juggle things with his feet or something, so that we can start, you know, so that he can start giving back to us.
Mm-hmm. No, that's definitely cool. I mean, you know, watching dogs do crazy dog tricks, and so yeah, that's definitely very cool. But you talk about being skeptical about Bigfoot and all that. That's fine. I mean, as long as you're not a cynic like the not so amazing Randy.
No, I'm not. It's just that I haven't seen anything compelling. And I spent but I'm really good at denial about paranormal things too. I spent over 20 years in denial about ghosts, and I lived in an apartment where there was clearly something going on when I was in my 20s, and then spent the next 20 years thinking, yeah, that didn't happen. So I think that my nature is fairly skeptical unless I start to see some evidence. And so, right. I would love to see a UFO. I would love to see Bigfoot or even a big footprint. Mm-hmm. I just haven't.
Yeah, no, that's perfectly understandable. I mean, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, as long as you're not an out and out cynic or debunker.
That's right.
So, I guess maybe we could take a break and our first break, and when we come back, we'll have Catherine Holderby and. We'll be talking Gettysburg tonight. So, you're listening to Paranormal Underground Radio at ztalkradio.com. And stick around. We'll be right back.
If you are a small business, you are paying too much for products and services. Do not spend your hard-earned cash on items you can get on trade. UTXTrade.com was formed specifically so you can trade your products or services with other companies on the network for items like advertising, computer repair, office furniture, printing, hotel stays, and much more. For more information, please visit UTXTrade.com. That's UTXTrade.com, a proud sponsor of Paranormal League of America.
Hi, everybody. This is Lee Douglas. I want to invite all of you 50s and 60s music lovers to listen to Old Time Rock and Roll, the largest oldies podcast in the world today, with a 110,000 song playlist. Our shows are always available 24/7. Go to www.oldtimernr.com. We have two new shows each week, and we take requests and dedication just like the old days. That's oldtimernr.com. Come on over. Enjoying the fun.
Hi, I'm Chad Wilson, publisher and co-founder of Paranormal Underground Magazine.
And I'm Cheryl Knight, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Paranormal Underground Magazine.
Every month, Paranormal Underground explores the unexplained with a free monthly online magazine.
We take an in-depth look at all kinds of unexplained phenomena, talk with some of the field's top experts, and share the latest news and information about the paranormal.
Visit us at ParanormalUnderground.net, where you can read the magazine online, explore our paranormal evidence galleries, watch videos, participate in discussions, or read blogs with some of our writers and editors.
We hope you'll join us. Visit ParanormalUnderground.net and explore the unexplained.
Hi, I'm Chad Wilson, publisher and co-founder of Paranormal Underground Magazine.
And I'm Cheryl Knight, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Paranormal Underground Magazine.
Every month, Paranormal Underground explores the unexplained with a free monthly online magazine.
We take an in-depth look at all kinds of unexplained phenomena, talk with some of the field's top experts, and share the latest news and information about the paranormal.
Visit us at ParanormalUnderground.net, where you can read the magazine online, explore our paranormal evidence galleries, watch videos, participate in discussions, or read blogs with some of our writers and editors.
We hope you'll join us. Visit ParanormalUnderground.net and explore the unexplained.
D Do you want to keep up with what's going on at Paranormal Underground?
Then tweet us on Twitter at ParanormalUG.
Or follow us on Facebook at Paranormal Underground.
Meet us on MySpace, Paranormal Underground.
There's no need to be in the dark about what's going on at Paranormal Underground. Join us on your favorite social networking site today.
You're listening to Z-Talk Radio Network. The views expressed and opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Z-Talk Radio, its affiliates, or sponsors.
And we are back. This is Paranormal Underground Radio at ztalkradio.com. You are listening to us officially, I hope so. We have tons of...
as opposed to unofficially.
We have tons of great paranormal... deliciousness that's going on tonight. Tonight joining us is Catherine Holderby, and she's, you know, going to be talking to us about Gettysburg, which is, of course, my favorite subject in any kind of a psychical investigation. So welcome to the underground, Catherine. How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
Good. So, you know, Gettysburg, everybody always talks about Gettysburg, about how, you know, haunted it is and, you know, intelligent and residual, and, you know, whatever. But, you know, can you say, as you know, a longtime investigator of Gettysburg, that the place is definitely haunted? I mean, really?
Oh, no, I can't say it's definitely haunted.
Okay.
No, right. I won't say that. No.
Okay. So, what turned you on to Gettysburg? Are you from the area?
Well, I'm actually from my driveway to East Calvary Field. It's 69 miles, so okay. I'm not too far from it. I started coming out here back in the early 1990s.
Okay.
And I became hooked from there. I found it very disturbing, actually, that it was bloodshed on our ground by our own men against each other.
Sure.
The more I did genealogy, the more I became involved in it.
Okay.
Discovering, you know, my great-great-grandparents, grandfathers fighting in the war and so forth, I became more and more involved in it. And, you know, Gettysburg, of course, the more you come here, the paranormal gets involved.
Sure.
It's all over here. I started out like everybody else. We took our children. They were just real little. We have pictures of them here. We took them on a ghost tour.
Okay.
Actually, it was Mark Nisbets was the very first ghost tour we ever went on here. They were real little. And actually, with that, we discovered it was educational at the same time. And our children were able, they grasped onto that. They were able to learn because it was fun, it was scary, but they actually learned, you know, the history with it at the same time.
Right.
Because there's just so much here in Gettysburg, you know, there's so much to learn. Mm-hmm. And we started doing that at all different places. You know, they were like, oh, let's go on a ghost tour, because we always did educational things with them when we did Williamsburg or any of those places. We always, you know, took them to places like that.
Right.
And we started doing all that. But Gettysburg kept calling me back for some reason. And I just kept coming back here and coming back here. And the more I did and the more I started, you know, checking into the paranormal stuff, things started showing up in photos.
Sure.
And then I started delving in the EVP stuff. And that was analog then. I worked with analog. And I started picking up EVPs, and that just blew me away. I was hooked from there.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I went from there. I just snowballed from there.
Sure. Now, do you belong to an organization, or would you say you're just an independent psychical investigator?
I'm independent. I have a few, you know, different teams that asked me to join and work with them, and I did. One team I left. I didn't, we just parted ways. I didn't care for everything. You know, it's just kind of hard to work with teams, some teams. And other teams, when they need help or they ask me, you know, I go and I work with them. I feel that, you know, a lot of people say if you're in this, you're in it to help people, you're in this. And I have to disagree with that.
Okay.
My point is, just like I took animal care, and I'm certified in a few different things. I can be a lab technician, I can be a dog groomer, I could go to school and be a veterinarian, however I want to help animals, you know? There's several different ways of doing that. And I chose to do this differently in the paranormal. I choose to do it differently. I didn't get in this to go around and help people. That's not what I got in this for.
Right. Yeah, I think that with any kind of active investigating in the paranormal, I'm of the mind that if you're doing private homes, that you are there to help the family, try and understand what it is that's going on. But if you're going to a place like Gettysburg, it's a little bit different. It's more historical, and you know, if there are spirits there, it sounds more to me like they're residual than anything else, and there's really not much you can do for them. But we got some severe weather coming our way here in Illinois. But So,
do you need to run for the hills?
I don't know. I certainly hope not. But my wife just texted me to let me know that it's on its way. So, did you grow up in the Gettysburg area?
No, I grew up out of it's a little town out of Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, okay. So let's talk some of the allegedly haunted places that you have investigated. Have you been to many of the buildings, or you've just, you know, stayed primarily to the battlefields?
Primarily to the battlefields. I have done some private investigating at the Wax Museum, mm-hmm. the Jenny Wade House. What is it? The President? Well, that's the Wax Museum, the Orphanage. But I really like the battlefield. And I do want to touch on something that you said. As for residual, just like I said, I do a lot of independent research here. And sure. I concentrate a lot on here, as in the moon cycles. I come to here because, like I said, I don't want to claim here that Gettysburg is haunted or more haunted than any other place. Mm-hmm. But I do know that I do get stuff here. Mm-hmm. So it is a place that I know I can come to and generally capture something or compare to. If there's any kind of like eclipse or comets or anything like that, I try to compare stuff like that and see what kind of activity I can get when something like that's going on. Mm-hmm. New moon, full moon, so forth. So I do come here and I do a lot of that. And as for the residual, I would have to disagree a lot on that here. Okay. Only because I had a lot of personal interaction with my EVPs.
Sure.
So with the personal interaction, it would, counteract the residual effect here.
Right.
Now, whether or not it's actually coming from that time era, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's from another time, something else, I don't know. But, there is actual interaction of something going on here. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, but there's something that's
interacting. So you're very careful to not say this is a ghost and it's haunted. Which I respect. I respect, yeah, and I'm okay with that. So then, if that's the case, do you have theories?
Well, I think that's what everything is pretty much now. But our goal is to work. I think the more of us that are even independent, that's why I said there's so many different fields or avenues you can take in this field.
Mm-hmm.
Working together on this and seriously studying it. Trying to, and when we all come together with that little bit of research, whatever you've done, and mm-hmm. compile it and get evidence, or if you want to call it evidence. Whatever we can capture, and our theories, I don't know. I can't say I have definite theories of my own, though.
Okay.
It's a combination of everybody's, really,
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I think that's kind of, the thing that sort of dominates the paranormal field right now, but when you think about it, there really is no experts. All we really can do is, theorize about what is going on around us. So I would have to agree with that. So now you talk about, doing some of the buildings in Gettysburg. Now the Jenny Wade House is one that's, always interested me. Can you give us a quick history of the significance of the Jenny Wade House? And who Jenny Wade was.
Who Jenny Wade was?
Well, yes.
She was, the main thing was she was baking bread for the soldiers, and she got killed here is one theory. I mean, there's a lot of, and then there's other stuff that's come out about her. There's so many different stories now that's out about what actually happened in mm-hmm. that situation. And then there's the story that, and I don't know, I haven't looked up the deeds, that the house has actually been moved. And, that's not even actually her house, but that she was working there. Her house mm-hmm. was further up the road, but that, she was shot and killed there, and that she was the only civilian killed during the battle. And
which kind of interests me because which kind of interests me about Gettysburg, because pretty much wasn't the entire town just one huge battlefield? And correct. How is it that she's the only civilian who was killed? I mean, I'm sure that, you know, North and South were like, all right, guys, now we got to really be careful. We already got Jenny Wade, so we got to, you know, watch out for everybody else. But, you know, with what exactly did you discover at the Jenny Wade house? EVPs, video, photograph, anything of that nature?
I did get, you know, quite a bit of different EVPs. I did get a little boy talking. Mm-hmm. I did get one of the, you know, I'm of the Christian faith, but I have an open mind to work with, you know, everybody. Sure. The only people that, you know, I don't want to work with anybody that really worships or studies the darker side. I have talked with them, but that's the only thing. But anybody else, you know, I don't have a problem working with how they believe or they work in a situation. And mm-hmm. one of the people on one of the teams that I work with a lot, and we were doing that night, is Wiccan, and was mm-hmm. in there. You know, and I don't understand all their stuff. I just give them the respect and their time alone. Was in there, laid some stuff out, was doing some stuff. And it's kind of strange because when I went up in the room afterwards, I got this EVP that, as I walked in the room, it said, "Witchy woman." And I thought that was kind of, I thought it was kind of neat, you know? I mean, that maybe they just didn't understand, you know, the concept of what they were doing, that it probably, you know, wasn't that, sure. but that they didn't understand what they were actually doing at the time. I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, that is cool. I like that.
Yeah. So were those the only two EVPs that you actually caught there?
The only ones really that mattered to me. Okay. Okay, with my EVPs, there's a lot that I throw out.
Oh, I do not keep. Course.
Yeah, I don't keep EVPs that are like, sound like they're, that are very hard to hear, mm-hmm. you know, or that are, sounds like it's saying maybe a yay or nay or yes or no, or, you know what I mean? That there's so many of them. I like keeping what I'm going for now are the unique ones, or the ones mm-hmm. that are saying something that, that really, that's unique, that's different, that is more than one word, and it's not a yes or no. I very seldom ask questions,
mm-hmm.
and if I do, it is, I try to ask something that is not going to require a yes or no quite answer, you know? I don't want that. That is too simple for even, you know, clothing to try to mimic or something, you know?
I've always been of the mind, because I'm a major EVP nut. You know, everybody talks about photographs and videos. You know, that's great and everything, but, you know, you're more than likely going to get an EVP than you are a picture of a full-bodied apparition. But when it comes to EVP, if you have to put subtitles to it, or you got to put it through a hiss reductor, or you got to put it through this, that, and the other thing on your computer, you know, to me, it's not an EVP. I like to hear, you know, I want to hear straight out sentences of a voice that I know does not belong to anybody that I'm, you know, at a location with. Do you feel
that
the same
way? It doesn't say get out.
Yeah, I love those get out ones. Yeah. I think there's something in the spirit world where they're like, all right, guys, just say get out and it's all good. But, do you feel the same way? Because I know you have, you know, kind of a big philosophy on EVPs.
Yes, I do. And I feel, and I've said this for quite a few years, I don't like it. I send my EVPs off to a few different people that I like to work on for me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't want it just to come from me and say, well, I did this to it, because I don't. Most of my EVPs are straight off my recorder. You know, this is what I caught. You hear it just like I hear it. Right here it is. I did nothing to it, you know, because I'm like you. I don't want anything done to it, you know, because I feel maybe turn the, if you have to turn the volume up or down, or maybe slow it just a little or speed it up a little bit, if you have to do that, that's the most. And I had them come back to me, and some people, a few that's worked on them for me, and I've been like, what the hell? Can I say that hell? What the
hell? Yeah.
Okay. Did you do to that EVP? Because I'm sorry, I don't think it says anything in that part, and I can't understand it. It sounds like some alien from out of space. And
yeah, they make them unrecognizable.
Yeah, and I didn't want to, and that's just my view on it. I mean, anybody, if that's how they feel, that's fine, but not for me. I want to, when I hear it, I want to hear it just like I'm talking now, basically. You know, it's like, yeah, same thing. I don't like them messed with. I don't, really. Some will say, you know, they want to clean it up a little bit or do this or that to it, and it's like, well, you know, I don't care to have that done to it.
I agree.
And sometimes they do it and they say it says something different. Well, why did you do that? Because I'm sorry. I feel if I caught the EVP the way I caught it, and that's what it sounds like it's saying, then that's what the hell it was meant to say. Why did you change it?
You know, yeah, I've seen, I actually saw an experiment that somebody did one time where they recorded like common sounds, like a washing machine and a refrigerator and maybe a car starting and a bunch of common sounds that you would get from external sources when you were investigating. And then they started filtering them. And oh my God, those things sounded like people saying things like, get out. And I mean, it was a car starting, but they had manipulated it so much that it sounded like something else. So I think that's a great philosophy. I think if you have to mess with it, no.
Yeah, you can matrix those EVPs just like you can photographs, you know?
Yes.
And actually, absolutely. I've been guilty of after hours or day, like now. I'll be here almost 2 weeks straight because it's the anniversary now, and then next week's bike week and our wedding anniversary, and we're always here. This is what we're here. My husband's like, yes, okay, next week's bike week. I'm bringing the bike up, you know? And
I'm sorry.
That's okay. So, I mean, you know, I'll have tons of hours to listen to, you know, but it's like after a while, if you don't have anything, it's like I'll go back later and I'll listen to stuff, and I'm like, why the hell did I keep that? There's nothing there.
But after
hours of listening, I guess my mind is like stretching or thinking, oh, God, I thought I had something here, and I think I've got something. But when I go back and listen again, it's like there is nothing there. You know, it's like I guess I thought there was something there, but there wasn't. You know, I'm guilty of doing it at times, but after I go back through, I realize there's nothing there.
Sure. You know, so I just want to say sorry, Catherine, to you about that, as well as our listeners. My Jack Russell Terrier has a tendency to completely lose her mind at the most, you know, if you fart, she'll bark at it. So
my dogs bark every week. So, you know, except for the last 2 weeks because I'm in a different room where they can't get to me. So it's all right. It's all good, Rick. No worries. So I agree with you about the EVPs. And you're right. After you listen longer, you'll hear something and you'll be like, oh, my God, this is the greatest EVP ever. And you go back the next day and you think, what the heck? What was I thinking?
Yeah. Well, I you were talking about, you know, doing the experiment, or rather, we were talking about doing the experiment with the cars and everything, and that, I think that that's kind of like something that really plagues paranormal research, you know, people who knowingly fake evidence. Now, why they do it, who knows? You know, I'm sure that's their own personal reasons or whatever, but it kind of makes the rest of us look like, you know, jerks.
Charlatans.
You know, yeah, charlatans or whatever.
Yeah.
But you mentioned the photos, and I wanted to talk about the photos that we have Paranormal Underground. I mean, they're really great photos. If anybody wants to go to paranormalunderground.net, you can find the photographs there. Or I believe that somebody set up Karen set the link a little while ago to it. You'll find it here in the chat room. But that first photograph, obviously that shows you and somebody else And I've seen that kind of thing many times.
It reminds me of a Mark Macy photo that he gets with the Illuminator. Do you know what I'm talking about? He takes Polaroids of people and he gets that kind of side face thing. So, or the sure. face on a face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, why don't, can you tell us a little bit about that? Catherine, you know, how it was captured and, you know, your theories on who it could possibly be.
Again, I'm on the battlefield, so can you tell, is there a name on the photo?
It's a picture of you standing facing the wall, and there's a face coming out of the side of your head. It's your back is to the camera.
It's like something is overlapping you, or trying to.
Go ahead.
Is it the woman with the dark hair, and she's got a real sharp profile?
Yeah.
That's at the Shanley in New York.
Okay.
That was, okay, well, it's called the Shanley. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you, excuse me. Oh, excuse me. I ate pizza. It's the Shanley in New York.
On the battlefield? They deliver there?
No. Oh, okay. Anyway, it was my husband. I was standing there just kind of, you know, doing my thing. And he's really good at doing this stuff. I wish he could do it more with me. He just has to work so much. But he'll, like, follow me around as I'm doing my thing, just kind of being in tune and, you know, with the recorder and trying to get EVPs. And I was just kind of just standing there facing the wall, and there is absolutely nothing there that could have caused that. And he was taking pictures, and he caught that photo. So I don't know if it was, you know, the woman. If you look at it, it's like from like the, like even the photos that the Shanley has of earlier time era, you know, of the place, if it would be, which fits that time era of those, you know, how those women were, they pulled their hair back tight like that, you know, and how they walked and they were just, you know, proud like that.
They
you
had
know,
good posture, that's right.
Yeah, with that head back like that, and it just blew me away. Now, the thing is, they had told me that the one woman that lived there had lost, I don't know if it was one baby or two babies, and see, that was a really rough time. Now, I had already promised them I would be there, and another person, an author that I made friends with, was supposed, this had been a planned trip, and she was supposed to have met me there, and she reneged after I got there. So it was just me and my husband, and I made a promise I would be there, so I went. But my son's girlfriend, the night prior to that trip, had lost our first grandbaby.
Oh.
So it was really hard to go.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there was some kind of connection. You know what I mean? There may not have been.
Right. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
But that was talked about when we were there. And, you know, Sal was explaining that to me, how she had lost a baby. And I don't know if it was one or two or what it was, but, you know, the connection. And I was very depressed and heavy-hearted and, you know, cried. And, you know, I was pretty upset. It was my first grandbaby. And, you know, it was pretty hard. And I had to leave my son. And, you know, we got her home from the hospital and everything. They were settled in. But, you know, I had to leave her. But I promised them I'd be there. And so I held true to it. But, I really felt bad. So I don't know if there's connection or not.
Interesting.
That's what that photo is about.
So there's another one that's a big, giant half of a man's face in a window. It just says image of man in window. And it looks to me like a Native American face.
I'm thinking it may be African American.
Oh,
okay. And if you look around his neck,
yeah,
it may even be something around his neck at that place and the road from there. Now, you know the book that Weird Encounter, you know, the Weird USAs and all that?
Sure.
Okay, well, the Weird Encounters one that I've given them the story about the bridge up there in Jerusalem, Mills, Jericho Bridge. Well, this church is as old as it, and it's right up the road from it. Mm-hmm. Now, on that bridge in that area and by that church, they hung African-Americans in that area. Now, I go around, and for historical reasons and genealogy, I do not investigate cemeteries, but I do go around and photograph them. Mm-hmm. And I do photography in them. I was there that night, and the pastor of the church had opened the church up and everything to me. They had left and left me to just go around and do photography there. That picture, actually, the original, I'm much further away doing photography there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, my one friend from Colorado had said that she thought that maybe they had, the reason why he's so big is maybe he had actually stepped in front of my lens. We couldn't figure out for the longest time why he appeared so big in the window of that church. Because I was so far away, and then it almost took a year, and she come back to me, and she's like, oh my God, I think it's because he actually come in between you and that church. Mm-hmm. He was closer to you, and that's why. But yeah, that's actually done, and it sent it off to David Roundtree and had him tear it apart for me. And
we've had him on the show.
Yeah, he's great. He does a lot of my stuff for me. Mm-hmm. That's how he had sent it back to me. So that's why I sent it to you like that. I just had that in mind. When I started sending stuff to you, I just sent some of my stuff that was in my folders already. And he sent it back to me like that, showing me what it was like. Because he tore the layers off and everything. And said, yep.
Well, it's very cool. And it took me a minute when I looked at it. It said face and window. I was like, no, I don't see it. And then I realized it's giant. It takes up. If you're looking at the image, it actually, if you look along the left side of the image, his chin starts in the second from the bottom pane, and his lip is in that pane, and then you go up into the pane above that, and you can see the nose, and then the fold of the eye is going to be in the corner of the right-hand corner of the upper left pane. So,
you know what? I see.
You got it? You got it? Okay, Rick was having trouble with it. So I figured if he was, we would have others too. So yeah, it's so look at it for a minute now, Rick.
Yeah, I have it. I see exactly what you're saying right now. There is one photograph though that I want to jump ahead to, and it interested both Karen and I because we don't know exactly what it meant, but it was taken at Eastern State Penitentiary, and it says on it Bruce Halliday ITC. Now, we're both familiar with ITC. I've actually used it on investigations myself once or twice. But I'm just kind of curious about how something that is, you know, primarily audio and, you know, visual, of course, but how is it that it shows up, you know, made this face show up in the photograph?
I have no clue.
So what was the method
Fair
you
enough.
Used? What was the method you used to capture it?
I just took a picture. He had seen some of my work on I Am Haunted. And he had said, I believe there's something in that because there was like a fog mist thing in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if you'll send it to me, then I will work on it and send it back. And I said, sure. That's what I said. You know, I wanted to make sure I put that on there because, you know, I didn't do that. That's what he did. That's for anybody else to look at and take as their own judgment because I don't know. I don't know a lot about that stuff. I don't do that. So
now,
you know.
Here's what I'm interested in. I'm interested in knowing is what exactly is it that we're looking at? Because that's really not the only face that I'm seeing in the photograph.
You're not? Oh,
no.
I'm going to have to lean closer.
Yeah, I mean, you got to really look at it. What is that exactly? What is that area that we're looking at? And the thing in the background that's behind the face, what is that?
That's a restricted area that I stuck my camera in.
Okay.
So I don't know. Okay. The door was locked, and I took my camera because the door was, like, ajarred some. Mm-hmm. And we were out in the courtyard, area or whatever you call it.
Okay.
And I took my camera and I stuck it up in there, mm-hmm. and I took pictures.
Okay.
I say so a dog sock puppet.
Don't know what it is. You say it's what?
A dog sock puppet. Yeah, it's off to the right of the face.
I have to look at that.
Well, I do see that, but on whatever this thing is, you got the face on in the photograph that, you know, just it's obvious what it is and it pops out at you. But off to the right of it, you get like it's like that oblong shape or whatever of whatever this thing is where it appears on, and there are two faces
right next
to each other, and it looks like the comedy and tragedy, the traditional comedy and tragedy faces.
You're right.
Oh wow.
But that's not it. It doesn't stop there. Directly behind the face on it, I see other faces, or you know what looks could possibly be facial features. Now, I mean, knowing the history of Eastern State Penitentiary, obviously I've never been there. I've never really been out of Illinois that much, but knowing it, I can see how there is a lot of energy imprinted in areas, and that it would be an easy place to get any kind of evidence for. Now, did you when you took this picture when you went to Eastern State, is this the only evidence that you collected, or were did you get any EVPs, anything on video, any more photographs other than this?
I got a few other photos. I've been to Eastern State like 4 or 5 times. Mm-hmm. That one was a day trip.
Okay.
Me and my husband both are really into the history of stuff too, and then I'm into the photography. You know,
sure.
So I really wanted to shoot it all during the day too, and do the that one was taken during the day.
Okay.
That was a day shot, but the room wasn't all lit up, you know. It was a dark mm-hmm. air, you know, because it was all enclosed. But yeah, I mean, the different times I've been there. Now the EVPs are very hard to get there.
Mm-hmm.
I got one EVP from that place. And that's when me and my husband slipped away from everybody else, because the place is so, there's so many people that goes in there, and it's so contaminated, you know,
mm-hmm.
with all the noise, and it echoes, you know, so you really don't know what you're getting. It's very hard to get anything from there
right. That
way.
And that's another thing that's really plaguing the paranormal these days, or any, you know, with psychical research. It's become a little bit faddish, and you got these places like Eastern State Penitentiary where thousands of people go a year and they give ghost tours and everything. I would think that a place like that is almost impossible to come up with anything, you know, rock solid.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. I mean, it would be great to be able to do a place like that, but you'd have to be like taps or something, you know,
right.
to be able to get in there with limited, or, you know, be able to have the money, I guess. I don't even know if they would, I don't know, maybe they'd do it for the amount of money, you know, if you had the money to do it, and I'm no millionaire, so I can't say to rent these places for that. You know?
Well, I am, so I'm going to get over to Eastern State.
Hey, you need to get out of Illinois and come meet some of us.
Right.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, if I ever, you know, get out of this this isolation chamber that they have me in, that's known as Northern Illinois, but or the flyover states, as Karen calls it. Now,
the flyover states. That's right. The ones that don't matter.
Okay. Now, we have this one here that's Burlington Jail in New Jersey. And this one really interests me with the shadow person, because I've actually been, you know, squarely knocked on my ass by a shadow person before. And recently I just dealt with one at a house. So this is fairly interesting. You know, for the folks who go and look at this, you know, can you set this up? Was this daytime, nighttime, or, you know, if you could just set that picture up for us.
Yes, it was nighttime.
Okay.
And again, my husband took the photo. again. And he was shooting toward, you know, we were sitting in the warden's office. Mm-hmm. And now the room he was shooting, where the shadow person is actually at, walking by, is now a gift shop area.
You know what? Can I just stop you right there? I love these paranormal places where, you know, any place that has a gift shop, I'm sorry, just can't frighten me at all. All right, please, you know, proceed with the shadow person.
Okay. And there was three of us working together. And that point, we had broken off into, you know, different groups and went into all of our different areas. And we were in there, and that's what he caught. I mean, when I was reviewing the photos, because he goes and does the stuff, I get to review everything.
Sure.
But I was reviewing them. It actually scared the shit out of me. I've got it up on the big computer screen, and I'm just flipping. You know, you're not expecting to see the stuff. And I've got, like, all these sequence of shots, because I impound in his head, control, control, control shots, right? So he's got all these shots, and there's nothing there, right? Mm-hmm. Nothing at all. And then all of a sudden, there's this black figure there. And I mean, I actually... I got it, but
that's
the
one.
I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's another one I sent to David Roundtree. And he actually took it to his quantum people or something. I don't know. They did a big thing on it and verified that, yeah, it was a shadow person.
He's not very tall.
No. They tore it apart and did all this stuff to it and come back to me. I waited till he was done with it all and said, yep. That's what it is.
Well, it's interesting, like, wow. Because there is no, I mean, the black in the shadow is, it's really opaque.
Yeah.
You cannot see through this thing. You can't see the background behind it. And it's got a very distinct edge.
And now what's funny, you know, when you say the edge, Karen, what's funny about it is when you look underneath the sign, I'm not kidding you, it looks like it's wearing a dress.
Yeah, I think so too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
really?
It looks like a
dress.
It looks like it's wearing a long dress, and and it's not very tall to the point that it might be like a child or something. Because I would imagine the doorway is just a standard height doorway, and you know. I think I even come up a little higher in doorways than this. Not much, but a little.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say probably maybe this thing is 4.5-5 feet tall, would you say?
Yeah, that's what it looks like to me.
Yeah. So, you know, Burlington Jail is another one of those places, you know, it has like this long history of being haunted and whatever. And, you know, again, it has a gift shop, so how frightening could it possibly be?
Right.
I know that a lot has been caught. You know, I, you know, had the great pleasure of watching the Taps episode where they were doing it. And they did catch some pretty interesting stuff. Was this the only thing that you caught at the Burlington Jail?
Yeah, it is. The only thing I would put out there.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So we need to go to a break because I just realized it's 7 o'clock. We're at the top of the hour. So we need to go to a break. And when we come back, I know you have been kind enough to send us a bunch of EVPs, which everybody will hear and pick up on but me, and I'll be going, well, I don't hear anything. So let's go to a break. And when we come back, let's listen to some of Catherine's EVPs. EVPs. So we'll be right back. Paranormal Underground Radio on Z-Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Karen Frazier, author of Avalanche of Spirits, The Ghosts of Wellington, a new book from Ghost Night Media. In summer of 2009, I visited Wellington, Washington, a former railroad town in the Cascade Mountains of Washington State, where the worst avalanche disaster in the history of the United States occurred. 96 people lost their lives. What I found there changed my life forever. Before I visited Wellington, I wasn't sure that I believed in ghosts or even in the human soul. Now I know for sure that ghosts are real and that our souls go on after we die. You can read all about my experiences at Wellington in my new book, Avalanche of Spirits, The Ghosts of Wellington, which is on sale at Amazon.com. To learn more, visit avalancheofspirits.com.
know that you can talk to your favorite show hosts from the Z-Talk Radio Network? Check out the forum and see what it's all about at ztalkradio.com. Your assignment is to listen to The Buzz on Monday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. Central on ztalkradio.com. This message will self-destruct.
I know what you are. You drive too fast, you smell so good, and you dress fashionably well.
Say it out loud.
You're a metrosexual?
Oh, why do I always get that? I'm a radio show host.
Kale, I want to be one of them.
And you can be. Join me on ztalkradio.com, 9 p.m. Eastern on Sunday nights. The show's called Perspective.
Hey, do you sparkle?
Oh my God, don't even start. Hang on, Spider Monkey.
Hi, it's John here from Haunted Cornwall FM in the UK. We will be on Z-Talk now on a Sunday afternoon from 3 till 5 Eastern. We do talk all about the paranormal. Doesn't matter what it is, as long as it's paranormal. Audience are invited to get involved. If you've got questions, ask, because we've got a superb team that will be able to answer them. We don't sensationalise, we just tell the truth. However, if we find out there are fakes about, we will name and shame them. You've got to listen in to Haunted Cornwall FM from the UK on Z-Talk, 3 till 5 Eastern.
You're listening to Z-Talk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Paranormal Underground. We're talking to Catherine Holderby tonight, a longtime Gettysburg investigator. And
I just realized something. Catherine, you're here on a very special night. We talked about this before the show, and we forgot to mention it at the top of the show.
Oh, my God. That's so right.
Rick and I, it's our anniversary.
Yes, our one-year anniversary, having our own little piece of the paranormal pie, as it were.
Yes, so welcome to the one-year anniversary show of Paranormal Underground Radio, Catherine.
Yeah,
well,
Catherine.
Congratulations.
So these EVPs better not suck that you sent to us.
I can't believe we forgot to mention that at the top of the show.
Yes, that was very strange. Well, I think it was because we got into my story of the seeing the UFO last night, which was pretty groovy and, you know, in every sense of the word. But you know, you have sent us over a slew of EVPs for us to listen to.
We're so excited,
Catherine. Yeah, because
I didn't know I sent that many.
No, it's awesome because we get to make Cheryl talk on the air, too, and it's Cheryl's favorite thing to do. So, and with 17 EVPs, she's going to be doing a whole lot of talking because we let Cheryl run the EVP segments, don't we, Cheryl?
Okay, wait a minute. First of all, why do you have the impression that I don't like to be on the air?
Because you tell us you don't like to. I don't want to be on the air.
That's only when I'm, like, sick.
Don't make me talk.
Only when I'm sick, and then you do it anyway. But
that's the best time is when you're
generally
sick,
I like to.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like a weird sport to bring you on the air when you're not feeling well. And it's because you have such a sexy cold voice. You know,
it's your sexy voice. That's
gotcha.
Right.
Okay. Well, I'll have to get sick again soon.
So EVP. So I'm going to let you run the little EVP segment because you're really good at it.
Okay. Thanks, Karen.
You're
well,
welcome.
As you said, Catherine sent us a bunch of really cool EVPs, and I think a couple of them might be disembodied voices, too. So, what we'll do is, Catherine, we usually don't want to know what they say, even though I know, because I'm looking at the file name. But Karen and Rick
don't. We do it like a game show, Rick and I do. We're like blind wine tasters with
they don't
the EVPs.
Know.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't want to know what they say.
Rick is winning currently, by the way.
Well,
by far.
I listen to a billion EVPs all the time, and it's like I am a total and complete EVP nut. So love them.
I know. So now for the blind wine tasting portion of the evening.
Yeah. So So the first two that I have, I'm gonna do this without revealing the name or what the words are saying. But maybe when I give a little clue as to what they are, Catherine, you can set up where you caught them, like the location and what was going on. And then I'll play them, and then, you know, Karen and Rick can commence the game show, and then we'll replay them, and then you can tell us who wins. So, yeah. Does that sound good?
Okay.
Sounds like a plan, man.
All right. Okay, these first two, I'm going to give a little warning. If anyone listening is opposed to hearing some curse words, it's time to tune out for a few minutes, because these first two, we'll go straight to the naughty ones, have a few words in them that some people may be opposed to.
So, I might be able
disclaimer
to pick these
out there.
Well, somehow I doubt that there's any priests, nuns, or fundamentalist preachers and listening to us right now, so I think we're safe.
Right, right. Well, let's just say that the spirits or what have you on these audio clippings are not complying with the Z-Talk rules, so we'll just put it to you that way.
Oh, we're very sorry, Z-Talk. Please don't ban us on our one-year anniversary. We made it this far.
All right, so Catherine, I'm sure you know the two that I'm talking about. Do you want to tell us a little bit about where you captured them before I play them?
Yes, I will. These were captured on what I call the trail. I've named it that. That's a favorite spot of mine that I go to. It is an area that I spend a lot of time by myself, and quite a few of them you have there. I was getting a lot of crude and rude stuff, and when other people would show up there, I would get these kind of remarks. Mm-hmm. David Rowntree actually informed me that I needed to go back there and set these, whatever it was, making these comments straight, that I wasn't there for that and that these comments needed to stop.
And I can't wait to hear these.
I can't. I mean, what is...
Go on. When I did,
I haven't received them anymore. That I wouldn't, you know, I told him I wouldn't communicate with them anymore if that's what I could continue to get. And I haven't received those kind of comments anymore. The one is my husband. I had been there for like a week, and he actually hopped on the motorcycle one night. He got off fairly early, and he said, "I'm going to come see you, honey." And I said, "Well, great." Well, I had been on the trail, and I walked back off the trail. So that's when you'll hear him talking. He had his helmet in his hand. He just pulled up, was walking, and you'll hear him explaining something to me. My recorder's still running, and then you'll hear the EVP, you know, kind of chime in. I think they were upset that he showed up on the trail.
Ah, okay. So let's take a listen. I heard a voice.
I heard something.
But we're going to have to listen to that again, Cheryl, now that we're oriented. Something, something, something. It's like four syllables. It's a sentence.
Yeah.
And I think I want to. Oh, is that what it said? I want to blank you.
No.
That one is hard to hear. Go ahead.
Let's hear it again.
Yeah. Turn it on this one. Yeah. Over this system, it's hard to hear. On when I was playing it on my computer, it was a little bit easier to hear. But if you turn up your headphones or speakers all the way, you're going to hear something more towards the last part of the clip, and it's what it seems to be is three words. So I'll play it again right now.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I heard the voice. I don't know what it's saying. What's it saying?
Catherine, what is it saying?
You dumb fuckers. That one, the recorder was sitting away from us. You can hear us muffled, and then it comes in, and I don't know if it's referring to what we're doing, but it says, "You dumb fuckers."
Let's listen to it one more time, because I actually got the F word in there, so apparently I can pick out the cuss words okay. All right.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, well, now I got it, yeah.
Got it. Well, that's because we got the dialectic going on. But yeah, definitely. Right. I totally hear that.
Okay. And then there was one more in this, right?
Yes. Yes. Here. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here we go.
Well, that was really easy. And that was, just one word, but it was the same word from before. One more time.
Yeah.
One more time, Cheryl.
Okay.
Wow, that one's very clear.
Okay, now.
Very loud, too.
I have had spirits call me an a-hole and, a shithead on EVP before. But, man, I have never heard a spirit drop the F-bomb, and that's great. So...
That's great.
No, it's interesting because obviously there are dirty words in the spirit world, but okay. Now, where was this caught again? Where were these two caught?
On the trail, what I call the trail, down in Rosewood.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Cool, man.
So next one's Cheryl.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't want to give these away. By the name of the file, and I don't know where these were taken, so maybe if I just play these, and then Catherine can tell us where they were caught and all that good stuff.
Okay.
Here's the next one.
Thank you. Okay, so it was right there towards the end, right?
Mm-hmm.
Male voice.
I don't know. I didn't hear it. Is that awful?
That's okay. It's hard on the phone. It's really difficult.
Yeah, it sounds really different.
So what does the it say, Cheryl?
The file name is They'll Never Get Me.
I didn't get
that. Oh, it was that one.
So tell us about that one.
That one was on the trail again. The same thing. I always thought it's the devil's in me, and then somebody told me they slowed it down, and it said they'll never get me.
Is it right at the at the end?
Yeah, it's right at the end. Yeah.
Let's listen to it one more time, Cheryl. Can hear it, but I can't make out any words.
Okay, well, are we talking about it near the end? Because I hear like like another male voice, and it sounds like the same male voice saying no.
And I thought I heard it at the beginning of the clip.
I did hear that at the beginning of the clip, but I think that there is way more than just that one thing going on. I think that there's actually a couple of EVPs involved in just that one set.
That's why I'm losing this game.
It's the EVP game.
It like sounds totally different on here.
Tough on the phone. It's real tough to hear on the phone because I mean you need it almost in headphones. It's tough even sometimes through speakers. So
sure.
Yeah. Okay. What's the next one?
Okay. Here, I'm just gonna play this one, and then Catherine can tell us where it was caught, and then you guys can see what you think it is. All ready?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, there was a high female voice saying something. Play it one more time. That's a kid's voice.
Most definitely. It sounds like it's saying, happened to me.
Catherine, do you know what?
Play that one again. What?
How you doing? That's what I hear. How you doing? Yeah.
I hear happen to me.
Okay. The file.
Is that wow? Is she real?
This one says Catherine needs you.
Oh.
Yeah, these are really hard to hear.
Oh my
over
god!
The
is that the one? Okay. Oh my god! These sound so different.
Yeah.
This is awful. But you're right. It is a kid's voice. That's at the cemetery.
Okay. All right. Okay, so what's the next one, Cheryl?
This camera will definitely
help me.
Wait, do that again. All I heard was a person talking.
This camera will definitely.
Oh, help me.
Yeah.
Is it help me?
No. Well, not according to the file name.
Oh, what's the file name?
Is it F me?
Wait, I'm going to play it again. Ready?
Yeah.
This camera will definitely.
Oh. Come here.
It says,
come here.
Two syllables.
Come here.
No, not even close.
Batman.
Batman? No way.
Yes, it is. They call my husband Batman. Play it again.
Yeah.
This camera will definitely.
Okay, I hear it, yeah?
So, I got that.
Who on earth calls your husband Batman from the spirit world?
Couldn't tell you, but they did.
Batman. But does he bear a striking resemblance to
Adam West?
Adam West, maybe. No, yeah.
No, not at all.
How about Val Kilmer?
Or Michael Keaton? Didn't Michael Keaton play Batman too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like Michael Keaton either.
I doubt that ghosts see movies anyway. Now, where did you capture that one?
That one was captured down at the Grove.
Okay. All right. Next one, Cheryl. So far I'm like zero for however many we've had so far.
I think you're going to get this
one,
Karen.
Yeah, I'm right behind you.
Am I going to get this one?
Yeah. Catherine can't identify her EVPs because of this bad quality on this system.
Yeah.
That's sad. So, Karen, there's still hope for you. All right.
Okay, am I going to get this one?
No, but I think you'll get the one after this one.
No.
This one's a little bit harder
I'm
to hear.
I'm going
to
amaze you.
Okay.
All right.
All right,
go
here we go.
Do it one more time.
That sounds really mechanical, though.
Happened. I hear it sounds like happened, and then another drawn-out syllable after that, like this or something.
No. But there's you do hear a drawn-out syllable, I think, but it's not that.
Catherine. Yes.
Yeah.
Batman. Yes!
Okay, let me do it one more time before Catherine tells us.
The Caped Crusader.
Okay. Okay.
What is it? What's it say?
Catherine, help.
Yeah.
Catherine, help. So, Batman, yes, is incorrect?
Incorrect.
Dang! Okay, but I'm going to get the next one.
I think you will.
Okay.
I think you will. All right, you ready?
Because I'm so excited.
Okay.
It's freaking cold up here.
Well, there's whispering. You're going to have to do it again.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to give you a hint. Listen after someone says burr.
Okay.
Burr.
It's freaking cold up here.
Get it?
No.
No, I didn't hear anything.
I got burr. It's freaking cold up here, but I'm pretty sure that wasn't it.
No, it's between
I know. Burr I hear the whisper.
Okay.
Burr. It's freaking cold up here.
I hear something. Three? I hear the syllable is.
Three syllables.
Yeah. What?
Three syllables.
I know, but I hear da-da is.
Okay.
So
this is my favorite one.
What's it say?
Wow, is she real?
Oh, four syllables. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Well, let's hear
that. It's like that. It's like that little kid on the. Is this real life? On the kid with that had been to the dentist.
But think about that. Wow, is she real?
That's
They're asking
cool.
if I'm real.
Huh? Yeah. Let's listen to it again now that I'm oriented.
It's freaking cold up here.
That's me saying it's freaking cold up here because it was really cold when I walked up there and I got this mist coming off the thing, but when it first comes on, you hear one of them say, it actually sounds there's two of them, and one of them says, wow, real loud, and the other one says, is she real?
Yeah, that's cool.
That is
I
cool.
I like that. Because you're right. I've often wondered how we appear to them.
Right. I mean, that is like one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, it's kind of profound, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's your favorite one is way more profound than the favorite one I ever captured, which says you suck. So,
I'll share.
Okay, do we have more?
We do, and you're definitely going to get this one, Karen. I have faith in you. This is a good one for
okay.
you.
Okay, all right.
Good. Okay.
What?
What?
One word. At the very end. Actually, the first part was me singing, so I kind of
okay.
cut the whole singing
I
part.
I was going to say I heard somebody sing. All right. Okay. Let's do it again. Go back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, you heard go back to sleep too, Rick?
Yeah, actually, I did. I
you
really
guys are
did.
Funny. That's the power of suggestion for you.
Wait, what's it actually say?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, well, see, go back, goodbye.
And at the same time as that, further in the recordings to go with it, my husband was further up Party Field, And where I was singing, I was singing Sweet Love, Sweet Chariot, and I was right down where the Maryland soldier committed suicide, and he was further up. He was taking pictures of me, and right after I got that EVP, my husband yells, "Oh, my God, you have got to see this picture I got of you." And there is this bursting, huge, white light coming from the wall right there next to me.
Huh.
Very interesting.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I think we have that picture. We have that on our website, too. Oh, yeah. No.
No, I didn't.
Different.
No, I
okay.
Didn't have that one.
All right, so do we have more, since I'm doing so well?
Let's see, we have about 9 more.
Oh, my God, I'm going to get one.
You are. You're going to get one. I don't think it's going to be this next one.
Oh, I'm going to prove you wrong, not.
Yeah. This one, Catherine, you may want to set up before we play it. It's at the Irish Monument.
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
Okay. That one is that the anniversary one?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. This one was on July 2nd. It was me and my two daughters. We had spent quite a lot of time there that evening with our lounge chairs or whatever they are, chairs back there, video cameras and recorders and hanging out. And we had got up to leave and had the van doors open and everything loaded. My one daughter had went back to say goodbye. She had felt comfortable and went back to say goodbye behind the big rock where the hospital was. And me and my other daughter had just walked over to the Michigan monument was standing there, and all of a sudden, play the EVP. We had two analog recorders running, and it was caught on two analog recorders, but we actually, all of us, heard this, and we caught it on the recorders.
Okay.
Okay.
They believe that it is. Yeah, it was, and all that was there was monuments and boulders. It was like a wagon or something. Somebody, maybe a caisson running at us with all everything. It was pretty wild. It was running right at us, and there was nothing there, but it was coming at us full speed.
Yeah. Can we hear that again, please? Because that was weird, man. All right, let's hear that again, please.
I swear in there I hear like a Cookie Monster man's voice too. Rah, 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 kind of like horn.
Kind of a Cookie Monster, yeah.
There is a Cookie Monster man's voice in there too. Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Needless to say, every July 2nd I am there with video cameras and everything else, and I have never caught it again. But that was one of the most awesome experiences I've ever had out here.
And you heard that.
Oh, yeah, we all offered. Yeah, we heard it. It was coming right at us full speed. Yeah.
So who's the person yelling in the background?
That was me with a very nervous laugh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can't. I've even tried to do that again. I can't do it.
Okay.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, yeah. Wow. Okay, next one.
Okay, here comes the next one. Ready, Karen and Rick?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's a spaceman?
What? Okay, Rick says it's a spaceman. Karen, what do you think?
I need you to play it again.
Okay, here's one more time.
It's that man's voice that we're listening at?
Yeah, that's it.
One more time. something something Smith. What do you say, Smith?
Rick was closer.
It's a spaceman?
Really? That's closer than what you said. It's not what it says. Well, according to the file name.
Maybe it's the guy that invented Naismith. Was that basketball or baseball or something like that?
Basketball.
No. Naismith. Something Naismith. Okay, what does it say?
Let's build spaceship. Is that right, Catherine?
Let's build a spaceship. Yep.
Well, hold on a second. All right. Wait a minute. Now, how is it that a spirit allegedly from the 1860s or whatever is going to know anything about spaceships?
Because spaceships were in the Bible, dude. Ezekiel saw the wheel.
Tell me how they find it on everything else. I couldn't tell you. It blew me away. But we got it on Paul's pill.
Okay. I'm just going to say, how do you know that spirit is from the 1800s?
Maybe he's in the future.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm just, you know, assuming that the spirit is from the, you know, from the mid-1800s. How would it know anything about spaceships? So I should rather say it that way.
Yeah. If it were from the mid-1800s, that's a good question. I don't know.
Do I need to give you my Spaceships in the Bible?
Yes.
Lecture again.
Yes.
I know all about spaceships in the Bible.
I don't.
Okay, then. That's all I'm saying. Okay, next.
All right. Ready for the next one?
I'm not big on spaceships, so that's what I thought.
All right. This one's interesting. Okay, here we go.
My trash.
So you said something about my trash, and it said something. It echoed what you said. My trash.
Karen.
Yes.
Karen.
Yes. You got it.
Applause. Applause.
I think we need to hold a party.
Wow. Yeah, I think she got too. One.
Got one.
Woo.
I know. Next, Rick's going to mention a movie I've seen, and it'll be like a banner night for all.
Can we hear it again? Because I don't know. I'm.
Okay, here we go.
My trash.
It totally repeats what... So you said the first my trash, right, Catherine?
Yes.
Okay, and then it just echoed you. It just repeated what you said.
Exactly.
Okay.
See, you give me an obvious one like that, and by golly, I'm right there.
Yeah.
Rick, if you randomly mentioned Beverly Hills Cop later, I watched it last night.
Good for you.
Catherine, whenever Rick mentions any movie, I always say, I've never seen it. So
Beverly Hills Cop, Karen. The first time you've seen that movie was last night?
No. I've seen it before. It was just really fun to watch it.
I was going to say the movie's like 30 years old.
Oh my God, Jenny just said in the chat room, if Karen got it, it has to be wrong.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Jenny. Jenny probably said it something, probably thought it said something like, you know, I have to go to the doctor or something. She's even worse at this than I am.
She thought it said how crass.
Oh, see?
You know what? I can actually see that, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it said my trash. So there you go. Okay, we have more. I'm feeling empowered.
We have more. You ready, Karen? You're going to get two in a row here. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
What's going on?
Where are we going? Where are we going?
So that was me.
That was you?
Can you hear me? I talk to myself a lot. I'm by myself a lot, okay? I talk to myself a lot. I was getting my stuff together at my car. So you hear me talking in the beginning. But then pay attention to the weird noise that you hear come in. You hear that noise? Yeah. Then after that, it's the EVP.
Okay. All right, one more time.
What's going on?
Where are we going is what I hear. That's you saying that after it goes wah wah at the end, and then it says where are we going? No.
Oh no.
I'm okay.
Okay. All right, yeah,
what is it?
Mary Conklin.
Who?
Mary Conklin.
But is it that high-pitched voice at the end, or is that you talking?
No, that's her. And I only get her at that spot. I get her at that spot. I get her often, but I get her there.
Okay.
Only there.
Uh-huh. Huh. And what's the spot?
That's at the beginning of the trail.
Okay.
By my car, where I park.
And do you know, and who is Mary Conklin?
I have no clue.
Oh, okay.
I've been researching and trying to find out.
Okay.
But I don't know yet.
All right, okay. All right, so do we have more? This is fun.
We do. We have five more. Five more.
Okay.
Okay, here's one.
Do it again.
That one's a little harder to hear.
All right, I'm hearing F-bomb in that.
I'm hearing Catherine. I mean the name. Catherine. Didn't nail it, huh? Mm-mm. So what's it actually saying?
Not polite?
Say, play it again.
Okay.
No, that's not what it's saying. I can play
The file name says not polite. Maybe that's what is referring... I mean, it's referring to what it's saying.
Right.
One more time, then.
Oh, it's saying I'm naked.
Oh, I'm naked. Oh, very nice. Very good. Wow. Okay. So they were just... It was like a little come on.
Yeah, that's what they were saying.
Okay.
Yeah, when they were saying the stuff to me, yeah.
Okay, so that's on the trail, too. Wow, they like you. They don't like your husband, but they do like you.
Yeah.
That's funny. Although, where we got the you suck one, we actually got one, not me, but my friend Jamie got one saying, I want to see you naked. So, you know.
Hey. Yeah, nice. Right. Yeah.
It happens. That's right. Okay, so next one.
That's my car door.
Dang, sorry. I was going to be really excited that was it. I hear a ding, ding.
I mean, you know, we got building spaceships and ding, ding, dings here. So.
Okay, so let's listen to it again now that I will not have my ear drawn to the ding, ding, ding any longer.
It's really fast, the talking.
It like talks bam. Really fast. Does it say your name?
Yeah,
I'm hearing you.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. Wow.
Nailed it.
Impressive, nice. Karen.
You're two tonight.
I know, I'm awesome. So what's the rest of it say?
Nothing's safe,
Catherine.
Nothing's safe, Catherine?
Oh. Nothing's safe for Catherine.
Oh.
Well, that's kind of scary. Can we hear that
does
again?
Does that freak you out when you hear things like that?
It does.
Yeah. Okay, let's hear it again. That's so clear.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah. That's why I call her my British woman, Mary Conklin. I don't know what she is, but she's got that accent.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're right. There's definitely a little, it's like a British accent. You're right.
Yeah.
Huh. Cool. Let's listen to that one more time because I like it. That one's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. More? Gotta do that one again. Execute something.
I don't know. For me, that's kind of a Cookie Monster.
Okay, let me play it again. I think we're looking for one word here. Here we go.
Okay.
It's like a sing-song word, I think. Right?
Yeah.
One more time. Keys. It's at the end. It's that long drawn out at the end, right?
I got nothing. I got nothing.
It's a keeper. I don't know. What does it say? Don't
it's actually talking about and where I was at, and I didn't know it at the time. That's what they called it right there. But it does say a few things before you have to bring it out. But it's talking about the ravine, which is what they called it. They were fighting in.
Oh, okay.
Right there along the road there on Brook Avenue. Yeah.
Got it. So okay.
He says ravine. You can hear ravine at the end.
Yeah, that's what I thought was saying keys. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it says something fast, too, that what I thought said execute. It almost says something like execute ravine is what it sounded, or it sounded to me like execute keys, but that made no sense.
Yeah.
Or execute building spaceships.
More whispery before and then ravine.
Uh-huh. Yeah, let's listen to it one more time. Okay.
Sorry, Catherine, but I just really don't hear anything there, so... But that's me.
That's okay.
Okay, next.
It was part of me.
There's a Subaru in the forest.
that actually sounded kind of creepy.
So were both voices, was the high voice and the whisper both, or was one of them you speaking first?
Play it again.
It was part of me.
I'm so confused.
So
oh my gosh, yes. Okay, no, that was me. I was by myself, and it was quite a few years back during the anniversary of the battle here, and it was crazy. So I went over to Culp's Hill, where a lot of people don't go, and out down a Party Field, and I was by myself taking pictures, and you hear my camera, you can hear it zoom, you know, the mechanical zooming in and out.
Right.
And I say, look at Party Field. And then it came in and said, I don't know if it's saying, some say it's saying of great force, which it did. It was pretty bad there in Party Field. But that's the EVP afterwards. I don't know if it was saying great force or of great thirst, great force. But yes, no, that's the EVP.
Okay,
afterwards.
So... Subaru in the forest of great force.
There you go.
I was in the ballpark. One more time on that one.
Okay. The file name says thirst.
Yeah, that's what I, a long time ago, named it. But okay. I believe it's of great force.
Got it. Okay. Oh, I can't seem to get it back over there to play. Oh, there we go.
It was part of me.
I'm so confused.
It sounds to me like it's saying there's a sobering force.
Now, but also too, if you really, it really sounds like there's a southern accent to it.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. But it says sobering. I hear sobering before force. Play it one more time, because I swear I hear sobering. I hear the word sobering.
I definitely hear like what could possibly be a Mississippi accent.
Interesting. Huh, very cool. Okay, do we still have more?
We have one more.
Okay, I'm going to get this one. I'm not. I need that one more time.
Yeah.
I hear two separate things in there. I hear a voice that says something that sounds like "watch me," and then there's something whispered. It doesn't say "watch me." Is that why you're giggling, Cheryl?
No, it does say "watch me."
Yeah.
Oh my God! I rock.
Outstanding,
I gasped,
Karen.
Out of surprise. Sorry, Karen.
This is awesome. This never happens. Is this real life?
Are you
Karen
for real?
Goes viral.
Is this real life?
Driving
what's
your
happening?
Driving your Subaru in the forest and building spaceships.
Oh, I want to hear it. So is there the whisper after the "watch me" is also something, right, Catherine?
I don't know about that. I know "watch me's" there.
Okay.
Let's
listen. I know "watch me."
What I heard
it again.
Was someone say "watch me," and then a whisper follow that says "watch me."
Let's listen.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
There's new "watch." Yeah, it should say "watch me" or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly. Okay.
So maybe that's the other whisper you hear.
That's probably it.
There's something else
I
there
hear,
too.
I hear "watch me, watch me," and then "watch me."
Yeah, there's a few things there.
There's a third "watch me." It's whispered, but it's drawn out and louder.
Ah.
These are good. These are good
ones.
They're
good.
You know what? These must be pretty good because I got, like three of them?
Very good.
You have no idea. That's really actually quite impressive for me. I'm so excited. It made this whole darn difficult day worthwhile. Shoot.
not like a good EVP.
Oh, I know. I love EVPs. So, Rick, you're still there. You haven't been blown away yet, I see.
No, according to according to Dirk Nash, 80 mile per hour winds. I'm not experiencing that here just yet. Yeah.
Well, let's hope that you continue to not experience that. So.
Well, at least for the next 10 minutes.
Yeah. Right. So I wanted to ask you about anniversaries, because. You do a lot of work, it sounds like, there. You go there on anniversaries, and it's the 150th anniversary of the Battle of Gettysburg. And
no.
Oh, it's not?
No. No,
okay.
Not of Gettysburg.
Mm-mm. Okay.
No, Gettysburg was, what, 1863, right?
Yes.
I'm reading crib notes from Skype, and so I think Cheryl's setting me up. Thanks, Cheryl. but anyway, what I want to ask you about with anniversaries is... do you think that whatever it is that you're recording and capturing pictures of and stuff, do you think that they recognize that it's an anniversary? Do you think that dates make a difference to ghosts or whatever it is that you're trying to communicate with?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I go here. I come here year round, and most of the stuff I get is not during the anniversary because it's crazy here during the anniversary.
A lot of people,
I mean, I do say that, you know, that most awesome one you all heard, that we heard, was on an anniversary, but I'm here every year, and I've not had that happen again like that. And I've had other experiences here. Now, all the years I've been here, though, I can count on, you know, my two hands, and that's it, of personal experiences. You know, as much as I'm here, you would think there would be more, but there's not. They're rare to have that, you know. Like, it's not like every time I'm out here, something happens. It doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen that way.
Right.
And I put a lot of hours in here. It just doesn't happen. And yeah, I get photos and I get EVPs, but that's lots and lots and lots and lots of hours. You know, it's not just every time I'm here I get it. You know, that's a lot of time to get what I get. So, you know, people think, oh, well, okay, you get that every... No, it's a lot of time put in to get. You just see the product of what I've done, but you don't see all the hours that I've thrown out, and all the thousands of photos I've gotten rid of, but nothing's there, and the trips I've made that I've not got anything. But, you know, I come here in winter and get stuff. So, mm-hmm. no, I don't think that the anniversary, I don't think that they recognize. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't, it's not that I get anything more during anniversary than I do. And not to mention that there's so much going on here, you can't say that it's not so contaminated or that you, you know, you have to throw half the stuff out anyways.
True. Right. Yeah, true.
So, Catherine, you know, is there any, you know, you got any websites or anything like that that you want to, you know, talk about? Anything special? No?
Nope. I don't, you know, like I said, I don't put anything out there to help, you know, that I'm out there off, you know, like people do, and I give them kudos for doing that, and I work with, you know, other teams that when they ask me to, but other than that, you know, I'm not out here just for, you know, for the glory, you know, to put everything out there to show. I share my stuff, that's fine, when people want to see it, but other than that, I don't, yeah, no, I mean, I'm on Facebook, I'm on MySpace, but that's it, that's just to fraternize and to talk with people who are serious about talking about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, Cheryl, what do we have coming up next week on the show?
Next week we have Robin Marie joining us, and Robin Marie has been on before. She's the creator of the documentary Ghosts of Fire. She's also a psychic medium, and she's done photo scrying for us before, which was fun. We're going to be talking about conspiracy theories, and she happens to have an interesting one to share with us, and that's next now,
movie. I love conspiracy theories.
Now, I don't want to give give anything away, but this conspiracy theory, this sounds plausible to me.
Ooh, okay. Well, I can't wait for that. So, Catherine, thank you so much for coming on tonight. It's been really fun, and I love your EVPs, even though I'm really bad at the EVP game. You know, you've given me my highest percentage yet, so.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you, Catherine. So much. Good night.
Good night.
Thanks,
good
Catherine. Night.
So,
you're welcome.
Yeah, so Rick and Cheryl.
Mm. Yes, Karen.
Happy anniversary.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Happy anniversary.
Did you ever think we'd make it a year? There were a few times I wondered. I figured we'd be kicked off the air long before this, let's be honest.
See, now, I figure that I would have been the one that got us kicked off the air, because I was trying to do a whole shock jock thing there at the start, and, you know, that just doesn't work out.
It's just not who you are.
No, it's really not. So,
and, you know, I was trying to do nothing except for be myself, so there you
right.
go.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, hey, I recently heard something in the news that I thought was really good. Apparently, some Russian scientists have said that in the year 2031 is the year that we will make contact with aliens.
Really?
2031?
2031. In the next 20 years, we will finally meet some extraterrestrials.
Do we have to develop warp?
I hope I live that long.
First? Yes, that's a movie I saw.
Wait a minute, warp signature? It sounds like a porno.
No, the warp thing. That's one of the Star Trek movies. That's First Contact. That was how First Contact was made. Was that they developed warp drive, and the aliens that came and contacted them detected their warp signature.
Yeah, I think that was a Star Trek movie.
Yeah, it was. See, yeah. I see movies. I'm just saying.
But what do you guys think about this? Because you got like the whole ancient astronaut thing, where you know of course, you know, aliens came and they helped us out or whatever. You know, some people are actually thinking that these are the aliens coming back to, you know, finally claim what is allegedly theirs. What do you guys think about that?
I'll believe it when I see it. I'm not a big fan of, you know, we were put here by aliens and we have mm-hmm. to have the thetans in our brain chased out so that we can finally be free. And mm-hmm. so, you know, okay.
Well, yeah, I think it's funny because it's the Russians, because the Russians have been, you know, they're starting to become a little bit more forthcoming with their UFO files. Definitely not a lot more forthcoming than we in here in the United States are. But, I don't know, man. I mean, you know, within the next 20 years, seeing something...
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if they didn't want to annihilate us.
Yeah. I mean, I'll only be in my 50s, and, you know, my son, the future world's greatest paranormal investigator, he'll only be like 20 years old. So, you know, I'm thinking that it could be a bright future with visiting ETs.
Well, I hope so, because we need something that's kind of a bright future. Things have not looked real good in the world recently, have they?
No, not really.
Oh, so now we're going to end on a downer note. Anyway, sorry, Rick, go ahead.
No. I think that's pretty much it for me tonight. So
that's it. Rick has to go. Rick has to go hide from aliens now.
No, actually, I gotta hide from the storm that's coming in. Yeah,
I know, and I have to go celebrate my great EVP victory.
Yes.
So
standing.
I know. Okay, so next week, Robin was a great guest last time. I'm looking forward to having her back on.
Yeah, I love Robin.
I know. So next week, Paranormal Underground Radio on ZTalk Radio. That is 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific, 9 to 11 Eastern, and other times in those flyover states.
thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah, thank you. Good night.
If you'd like to be a guest on Paranormal Underground Radio, email editor@paranormalunderground.net. Until next week, keep exploring the unexplained at www.paranormalunderground.net and join us again next week for Paranormal Underground Radio on the ZTalk Radio Network.